This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Yes, what America is talking about. It's a huge responsibility, but Michael Harrison carries it like Atlas carries the globe on his shoulders. It's a fabulous thing to see. I know it's tough, isn't it? Are you okay?
The globe. My shoulders are aching from carrying that globe.
Take a couple of aspirin or leave and you'll be fine. Call me in the morning.
Exactly.
The charts for the week of November 28th to December 2nd. That's why we're here, to discuss the stories and the people that are on the list that created by Talkers Magazine after lots of research every week. The list appears... Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody
Hello,
home?
Here. that's where, third floor, women's lingerie.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. Keep going. Chart list is at talkers.com every week, and also at gooddayshow.com every week. So, now that you've stepped off the elevator and you have the microphone...
Only people who are 95 years old got that reference.
I got it, and I'm not 95.
Do you remember that sound when you were five?
Yes, yeah, right, exactly. And there would be an operator who would be on the elevator.
Right.
Was the old days. They had the hand shift thing.
But it was particularly at department stores. I remember, I'd go to department stores with my mother. I'm 5 years old. And I remember, bing, it was the sound of the elevator when it went to, because you took elevators as well as escalators.
Yeah.
The stores I was in were in New York. So a department store had like 10 Macy's. Floors, 15 floors.
Gimbals. Right.
Gimbals, Macy's, all that, whatever. Yeah. But that sound of that elevator sounds very much like the computer sound that we hear now.
What's old is new again. You know, that's
I have a whole theory and kind of a lecture, and we'll get into this chart in a second, on how the sounds of life have changed since the 1980s to now, where everything is electronic sounds as opposed to analog sounds.
Or real sounds.
Yeah, exactly. Real sounds.
And, like, nobody does this anymore. Right?
Unless you were doing that on a computer,
You can find that on a computer. Yeah, you can find that.
But let's get to the top 10 stories.
Thank you. Yes.
Christine McVie passed away.
Oh, my God. Isn't that awful?
Do you know that throughout the 70s, she was my favorite musical artist?
She was my favorite everything. If I could have chased her around, that sounds crude, but I think that she was one of the most special faces and voices, and just seemed to be a swell all the way around, to put things into the vernacular of the 80s and before. She was just something else.
You know, her maiden name was Christine Perfect.
Perfect.
She was
an album
pretty much... The legendary Christine Perfect was an album that came out. It was a re-release, she never played the image of a rock star. She was a classy person, and brought tremendous dignity to Fleetwood Mac. Not to mention tremendous music. You know, there's a group that had two superstar women in it: Stevie Nicks and Christine McVie. And what a group that was. My goodness gracious. Holy Toledo.
Yep. And they, the two of them, when we think about Christine
McVie.
She didn't take the oxygen out of the room the way Stevie Nicks did.
Totally. I preferred her.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I like both of them.
Her silky voice and the fact she played the keyboards in a way that was just...
standing up and letting her... As she looks around at the crowd and the rest
of... Yeah, just above it all.
Yes.
Very... I tell you, it hit me like a hammer when I saw that news. 79 years old. 79
Pretty young.
Years
old. It'd be interesting to find out. She only had a short illness. So what was it? That's what people want to know.
I don't know. There seems to be a lot of privacy surrounding that.
Well, maybe that's the way it should be.
At number nine, the World Cup. At number eight, the Russia-Ukraine war. The weird relationship brewing between Twitter and Apple is at number seven. At number six, the protests in China. At number five, the Respect for Marriage Act tied with the student loan forgiveness situation. At number four, January 6 investigation and the Oath Keepers convictions. At number three, the economy and the collapse of FTX. At number two, new congressional leaders and the Warnock-Walker runoff that's coming.
Did you see what the lieutenant governor of Georgia said? He wouldn't. He didn't vote for either of the two of them.
What a choice!
Oh my God! Both of them are horrible. One's more horrible than the other.
One is more horrible than the other.
Yeah.
One is very horrible.
Yeah.
And the other is just kind of horrible.
Kind of there. Yeah. Right.
You know. At number
one, not leadership.
At number one, Trump in 24 and legal issues surrounding Trump. Trump.
Trump, fast? Please.
Christine McVie at number 10, 9, Elon Musk and Tim Cook. At number 8, the Oath Keepers guys, Stuart Rhodes and Kelly Meggs. Adam Schiff is 7, Ron DeSantis is 6, Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker at number 5. Kevin McCarthy and Hakeem Jeffries at 4. Yay and Nick Fuentes at 3. Donald Trump at 2 and Joe Biden at 1. There you go.
All right, now I'm going to pass along something that we got a question from somebody listening. As you know, we pump social media here, as do other programs. Facebook and Instagram is at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter.
And as a result, we got one question?
Well, no. This is a question. This is a question for you.
What's the weather going to be tomorrow?
There's a lot of stuff. Probably next week at this time, we'll be talking about the avalanches on the west coast with all the snow and things warming up and the avalanches on the four or five states that it really is a problem. But no, this was a lady named Melody Ruth, who, when we were talking about the list earlier, because there are 2 hours of this program, she asked why the story of the this is her phraseology now. The uber-expensive fashion house Balenciaga. Is that how you pronounce it? I guess it is, right? Balenciaga?
I don't know. Anyway,
their hideous campaign featuring girls 3 and 4 years old and their sexualized poses. Why is that not on the list? Now, I have the answer.
You know the answer to that is.
Yeah, I do know the answer. But you give it instead of me.
The answer is because there are 10 other topics that people are talking about more on the radio.
More. That's right. But it does bring to the surface that even though these are the ones that are most discussed, there are other things. I don't want to leave people with the thought that, in general, these are the only things being discussed.
If people think that these are the only things being discussed and really believe that, then they're not smart enough to listen to talk radio. That's like thinking that Casey Kasem's 10 songs are the only songs in America.
Right.
Or
40.
It's called Top 10. Top.
Right.
It's a list of the top. It doesn't mean the whole thing. And, of course, I guess this is what's called an FAQ, frequently asked questions, and you start rolling your eyes after a while.
Yeah, right.
Of course, there are local issues in different places that are not on the national list, and big stories. There's so much more to it. This is a countdown show of the top tens, and even then we squeeze more in. We all these ties that we do. If we really want to focus the microscope a little bit closer, we can get rid of ties. There'll be even less diverse topic matter on these lists. So that's a no-brainer.
A listener responding to that question named Colette Van Pelt said, "No, everybody gets it eventually." Referring to why this, everybody gets the fact that these sorts of things are problems, and sooner or later they come out. I think that was the translation here, anyway.
I don't know what that means. Everybody gets it eventually.
I think it means that, that's the difference. See, in social media, we only get to have a one-way conversation. In the old days, when we actually took telephone calls, when the callers were good, you could have a two-way conversation, and I could ask the question, but here I'm looking at a flat screen with a bunch of words on it, and you don't really know what the nuance is that's connected to it. So I suppose maybe I could ask myself a question. Why the heck do we care what the listeners?
Well, no. The point is, first of all, in the old days, they took calls, and they still do take calls. This show is not every show.
Right. That's it.
Most shows that are live still take calls.
Yep.
This show is not designed to take calls. It's a review.
It is. So thank you.
I'm always interested in what people think.
Right.
But I'm not that interested in... Look, if this whole thing about two-way street conversation in terms of the modern times of digital era feedback. Mm-hmm. If you went to a play on Broadway, would you want somebody in the audience to jump up on the stage and say, here's the way it should be done?
No.
If you're watching a baseball game, you want some guy coming out of the stands and saying, no, I'm getting up at bat.
Yep, right. It's my turn.
I mean, we should not sacrifice the one-to-many type of communication, especially in the arts, mm-hmm. for going, you know, overblown on, we got a call, we got a reaction, we got a question, you know. We're still in a very awkward phase of the transition from the 21st to the 22nd, from the 20th to the 21st century, where the 21st to the 22nd is going to be insane. But this is a very awkward phase because things are changing technologically in communications, and as a result, our sociology is changing. So, the media is going through an awkward stage.
Yes, it is. There's no question about that. And as we're all going through an awkward stage, the media, we're trying to deal with or understand some of these things. Here's one that really will blow your mind. And this is one of the things that, because I know you're so interested in it, I saved it for you. There is a reality in the world of physics called a baby wormhole. And it's been recreated in a laboratory to study quantum physics. If you don't think that's important, listen, and we'll discuss it in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 18 past the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details. This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Stop market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, official lists and conversation about the charts and other things that are important conversationally. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The charts represent, as Michael was just explaining, what the top stories are, not all the stories. And one of the things that I'm bringing in is sort of a countdown extra, because I know you're fascinated with science fiction, and you know a lot more than most people about the ultimate question, what is a wormhole, or what's going on in space, or what, you know, Albert Einstein, I think, was the first person to talk about wormholes as a rupture in space and time. You know, it's always great to have that stuff in, like, Star Trek and Star Wars. And
yeah. Well, you know, I'm more interested in science faction as opposed
yes.
to science fiction.
What a great term.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of fantasy. Fantasy is sort of like Lord of the Rings and, you know, the Star Wars,
yeah,
more
right.
so than Star Trek. It's
right.
all fantasy to a certain point. But wormholes is basically the concept that you can go from one part of the universe to another by going through a dimension of space and time that we don't fully perceive. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like taking a shortcut. Or if you took
well,
a piece
of paper. Is a black hole involved in it?
A black hole could be involved in it. A black hole could be a wormhole. The fact is, we only know about these things theoretically. We don't fully understand them physically. Mm-hmm. It's sort of back to what we were talking about earlier, the difference between the analog age and the digital age. Well, the quantum age goes even deeper into things about reality that go against our intuition. They go against what we see and feel and think in terms of our senses. And the idea that the other side of the universe might be only one block away if
yeah.
you get off the highway and you go down
yeah.
the side street.
Yeah, right.
That's basically what it's about.
Well, it
wouldn't be fair to the audience or to me to go too deeper into it, because
no.
even the biggest experts eventually become confused.
Well, the reason that I brought it up is because this week a physicist created a baby wormhole in a laboratory trying to ostensibly study quantum physics and what happens in the world that you just described. that really is why I brought it up, because this,
yeah.
And I'm looking at a picture that was created out of this baby wormhole, and it is, it's magnificent and scary at the same time. Because what you can see or what you think you're seeing is that we're back to reality. Is that really what it looks like?
Yeah, yeah. It's fascinating stuff. I love this subject.
Yeah.
But it's a subject that even the experts are confused about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Richard Feynman, one of the great physicists of all time, and a guy who sort of was like Einstein when it came to quantum physics, he said anybody who claims to understand quantum physics doesn't understand quantum physics.
Mm-hmm.
It's a field that just boggles our mind. And all of reality, as we see it in the physical world, is based upon it, meaning that life as we know it is an illusion. There are aspects to reality that defy our comprehension, and it's basically magic. It's magic. Reality is magical.
If you come back to the reality of the world, here's something that is also one of those things. Can you believe it? Finland is the happiest country in the world, and one of the reasons that it is, this is a non sequitur, but it's also kind of fun, 99% of Finnish people visit a sauna at least once a week. To bring
it. Do they get there through a wormhole, or do they just walk in?
No, we have to do more investigation on that. 28 right. past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
An appeals court has ordered the end to a special master process for reviewing documents seized from President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. The court, in an unsigned 3-0 decision, issued it on Thursday. The Supreme Court on Thursday agreed to decide whether the Biden administration can transfer student loan debt and put the financial burden onto the American people to pay back. If the litigation has not been resolved by June 30th of next year, payments will resume 60 days after that, according to the Education Department. Elon Musk announced Thursday that Tesla is rolling out its long-awaited all-electric big rig. The first shipment of Tesla semis, which was unveiled 5 years ago, was delivered to PepsiCo's Modesto, California factory on Wednesday. Thursday night football last night, Buffalo beat New England 24-10. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
About 34 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for what amounts to the last week of November, first week of December. Can you believe, Michael Harrison, that we are in the last month of 2022? That's a sobering fact.
Very much so.
It is.
Very, very much so.
Yep.
I mean, we're deep into the 21st century.
Very deep.
You know?
Like our conversations. Very deep. Okay.
I'm getting ready for Y3K.
Are you?
Yes. Spaceships are going to fall out of the sky.
Could be, right. Bill Clinton handled that very well. Clinton has COVID. And as we look at the list for the first time in a long time, interestingly enough, it's still there, but we're, I think, tired of talking about it.
Or there are other things we're talking about more.
Yep. All right, Joe Biden, number one on the people list. He was the entertainer this week at the state dinner. Maine lobster, beef, cheeses.
And Macron was talked about this week, you know.
Yes.
But he sort of fell into the Biden thing. This is an this is as imperfect a science as quantum physics.
Yeah, of course it is. I just I got a kick out of looking. All the people made a big deal out of who was there. Like all the Democratic yayas who are on television, the people who support the left, and it's pretty obvious that they do with their comments and commentary, the folks on Good Morning America. The nicest look was Jennifer Garner, who was there. And it was nice to kind of see her wearing, I love these people that, you know, they want to make a red carpet out of even a White House event. So there's Jennifer Garner in a red velvet.
That's well put. A White House event, that's a red carpet out of a White House event. Boy, Washington goes Hollywood. You're absolutely right. That is such a good way of putting it. Well, hopefully now war with France will be averted.
Right. I'm with you on that one.
Think about it. All of this about our relationship with France.
Yes, right. All right, let's go to the island here. Number three this week is a focus on the economy. Here's something that has shaken Britain to its core. The fact that a number of companies in England are now implementing a four-day work week. They're going to have people work 10 hours a day, no pay cuts. So I wonder, under the circumstances, because we've played with this, or labor unions have suggested it. We're used to a five-day work week now. When our grandparents were around, it was a six-day work week. And if you're a farmer, it still is a seven-day work week. That's just kind of how it works. But according to what I see about their four-day work week and the campaign to change things around, the four-day week will make us less stressed, not burnt out, because that extra day apparently does it, Michael. We are stressed out and we're burnt up because we work 7-5. People don't even know what hard work is for the most part anymore, in my estimation. I think it's a lot of hooey, but that maybe...
We're becoming soft.
Yeah. Productivity is down.
First of all, I put in an 8-day work week.
Yeah, me too.
The Beatles, 8 days a week.
Right.
using that term, here in the digital era, and things are so different now than they were 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ago, and we still think it's 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ago, but we wonder what's wrong.
We'd like it to be, maybe. The
pace and the stress of instant communications, the idea of a work day, adding to that the fact that so many people are now working from home remotely, etc., the idea of a work day is an obsolete concept. It's obsolete. Mm-hmm. So even if you work 4 days a week, you're going to have to catch up on your work at home or at night. Now, the only jobs that really do not have that type of pressure attached to them are, low-paying jobs and entry-level jobs, where if it isn't you, it's another guy. And even those jobs carry with them an amount of stress that we had not seen before. But for most people who have what we call a career, you don't judge your work by checking in and checking out what time you're on, what time you're off, and then you put it behind you. It's just not possible. So time management is much more of a concept that makes sense than, okay, we're going to give you Monday or Friday off so you can have a 3-day weekend. You just carry that stress with you to your day off. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
No, that's why I don't think it's a big deal for those of us who are on the go or productive or whatever. We're in our own businesses. You are, I am, I have three businesses.
But even people that work for people are in their own businesses.
Yeah, that's right. They're working too. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, sometimes, the person who is in their own business is really working for their employees.
Yeah, because they make a payroll.
Right. It's all upside down.
Yeah.
There are no fat cats. The only fat cats are in a strata that you and I don't even understand. And then you get fat cats like Elon Musk and Zuckerberg and Bezos. Yeah. And these guys work day and night. They're insane. Yeah.
They're on it all the time. That's
constantly.
How they get to where they are. Right.
Exactly. And to maintain it.
Yeah.
And they're all nuts. Because when they do have it going well, they create situations so that they have challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So we live in a very different time when it comes to the concept of checking in and checking out, the time clock idea of work. So when we have stories about 4 day weeks, you know, it doesn't matter.
No big deal.
But whatever. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking back to what we were talking about in terms of around the clock and stuff and how it works. We have to have a schedule. Like, the program starts at a certain time and it ends at a certain time. But it isn't just the program that we're talking about. It's the way to put the program together.
Of course.
And we're on duty all the time because we're observers of the scene. And the things that come into our conversations are things that happen all around the clock, things that we see, observe. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Right.
And I deal with that in my various businesses. My main business is being the publisher of Talkers. Talkers is the information flow within the industry of talk media. I'm like a sentry. I'm on duty 24 hours a day.
Yep. You have to be. Paying
attention. Exactly.
All right. So speaking of talk radio shows and hosts and stuff, for some reason, I haven't followed Alex Jones in InfoWars, that is, the demise of his program after the demise of his own reality with the suit brought about by the folks in Connecticut and all of the other stuff. But apparently he's still growing. I don't know that I would say he's going strong, but he had Kanye West on this week. And Kanye was praising Hitler and the Nazis, and basically Jones just encouraged him to spew all the hate against Jewish people on his program. So he was on for an hour, and the whole business of what that does, why people think that that's important, and there's an audience for it, I guess, but. I don't know. I guess, what else can you say about Alex Jones and him together with Kanye West? Yeah.
Well, I had Alex Jones over for Thanksgiving dinner. And
oh, did you?
Told me, yeah.
Congratulations.
I don't like to call people losers.
Okay.
But listen to the company that you're talking about there. Yeah. Kanye West on Alex Jones' show.
Right.
I mean, look at the trouble Trump has now. For being a former president, having Kanye West and a couple of neo-Nazis to Mar-a-Lago. You're judged by the company you keep.
Yep.
And Kanye West, the best I could say about him, and this is my own personal opinion, is that he's emotionally unbalanced.
Yes.
Maybe he's just...
Or maybe he's not. Maybe he's just kidding us all. People think he is, or maybe he isn't. Really.
Right. Who knows? But what he represents is disgusting. And Alex Jones, how could we, we live in a country where there is a thing called freedom of speech, so you can have your opinions.
Yep.
I mean, remember many years ago in Skokie, Illinois, a predominantly Jewish neighborhood, they had to face the freedom of speech issue of allowing the Nazis to march down
the parade. Yes, I remember that. Yep.
And it was the worst elements given freedom for the best element. Being the First Amendment. This is always going to be an issue. It's always going to be an issue of the boundaries of freedom versus the consequences of repugnant philosophy and action.
Mm.
And this is why it's not easy to create borders and categories that everybody can agree with. Yeah. The human condition is a messy thing.
Unbelievable. That's what we talk about, and that's why this program and the world of talk radio, news talk radio, is number one on the format list when it comes to radios. I notice also there are people in the automobile business that are trying to get rid of the AM radio. Most of the talk is on AM radio stations.
Yeah, but it'll go elsewhere. The problem with AM radio is it's becoming an obsolete technology that has some of the most exciting programming.
Yeah, and you could easily
the best radio
it.
Is on the bad band.
Why doesn't it, those people who are supposed to be representing us, if so many people want to listen to AM radio, why doesn't the government make it easy for us to clean up AM radio? There's a question. 45 past the hour, Michael and Doug here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
No secrets here. When it comes to number two on the story, there's just a quick reference to the new leaders. The election has been certified in Arizona. So there was it took a court case. This is amazing. And they haven't, there are a couple of other states. Where are we? We're a month since the election. That stuff's still going on. They have that, the re-vote in Georgia. For a guy that doesn't even live in the state versus a guy. Oh, my God. It reminds me. Remember when Hillary Clinton ran for the Senate in New York? She was a carpetbagger.
Well,
how many people have done that since then? Mitt Romney basically was in Massachusetts as governor.
Mitt Romney, yeah, he's been represented different places. Robert Kennedy was from Massachusetts, and he became governor, senator from
Senator
New York.
New York, yeah.
That was
an easy move across the border there.
And he beat Kenneth Keating, who was a very popular senator. So, I was into politics when I was a little kid.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Good.
All right, 30 seconds on Sean Hannity, the headline of Talkers. This week is Sean cracks 700 affiliates.
It's a lot
of
talk. He's an amazing talk show host. He's
a good guy.
One of the top guys in cable television, and he's the top guy in
number one on the
in radio.
Hot 100, right?
Yeah.
Heavy 100.
Yeah.
The Heavy 100. Listening to Talkers magazine. You can see all those names posted there at talkers.com. Along with all the other ancillary things that we may not have had time to talk about this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 10 before the hour here on the Countdown.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is going to make my day or make my morning. Anyway, Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments for a Friday where we get an overview of what Chuck, I think, is going to do well over the weekend with new releases. Speaking of new releases, the first trailer for the new Indiana Jones movie is out. And I'm going to be first in line to buy a ticket. You're going to be right behind me, Chuck, all right?
Sure, why not? It hits theaters June 30th, 2023. They got a staple release date, 4th of July, yeah. Going right into that week of 4th of July. So,
the Dial of Destiny.
Because that trailer, nobody expected it to hit. And I guess they premiered it, which is perplexing to me, a bunch of trailers to big summer movies at Comic-Con in Brazil. So they have it. It's called Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I was very apprehensive before I watched it on YouTube. I watched it on my big TV at my ice cream parlor, 85-inch TV. And yeah. My first reaction was I was very much happy the way they cut this trailer. One, it made me feel I wanted to see it. It was sentimental. It was involving. I did say this. A lot of people on the Internet have, too. There's a lot of CGI here. They de-age Indy in some scenes, which is cool, but also Harrison Ford at the age he is now, which was 79 when he shot it, he's now 80. You could tell they CGI'd his face on a stuntman's body that is seen on a horse. But having said that, this looks like a lot of fun, and I was pleased with
that. That's what we want. We want a lot of fun. That's what those movies have always been. Spielberg and Lucas, the story. I don't know if I talked to you about
here's
this.
The thing,
I
want, though, but the surprising thing is they're not involved here. Spielberg, for whatever reason, backed out of the directing job early on. James Mangold, who is a really good director. This is a guy who did Ford vs. Ferrari. He did the Wolverine movie Logan, which was an awesome, awesome movie. This guy's very, very talented. He knows how to mount and do very good movies, direct very good movies. So, I hope for the best. Clearly this is going to be Harrison Ford's last ride as, whether they reboot it or they spin it off, who knows, but,
he's only seven. What is he? Is he 80 yet? I think he's 80 now.
He's 81.
Yeah. Listen, come on. He could do another one. I think we want him to do another one. Like, I wish we could bring Sean Connery back from the dead to do another James Bond.
Well, I would have been. Well, Sean Connery did do Bond at a little bit of a Never Say Never Again, a little bit of a older age. But when he did The Rock, Sean Connery, it would have been really cool in the 90s if he came back to play Bond.
Yeah,
once again.
Right.
I think it would be really cool if they did a Pierce Brosnan.
I think we've all thought that. Yeah, bring him back.
I mean, Michael Keaton coming back as an older Bruce Wayne Batman in the Flash.
Yep.
So very much looking forward to
let's do that.
That one. Now,
all right, what's coming out this weekend?
Box office, Wakanda Forever, Black Panther 2 will hold the number one spot for the fourth straight weekend. The only really main releases, and don't knock it, Doug, relax before I bring this up. Mm-hmm. Violent Night, which has David Harbour playing a hero, Santa knocking off the terrorists in a R-rated violent movie. It's expected to do about $10 million in business. Root for this to do well because theaters need movies, and I'm hoping this does well. It's what they call a mid-range budget movie, so $10 million plus will be a good opening for this movie. Actually, I'm going to go see this. I don't think you will, but I will.
No, I probably won't, as a matter of fact. Will Smith is being interviewed because of his new movie. And he's talking about
the interviews.
All the interviews about what a horrific night was. Instead of concentrating on the new movie, they're all talking about Chris Rock, and it's over.
I know. But here's the thing. This is the bummer for me. Okay, it's called Emancipation. It's directed by Anton Fuqua, who's a very good director. He's done all the Equalizer movies. He did Training Day with Denzel Vaca. He's a very good director. Movie's getting, for the most part, good reviews. Hard watch, though, because it is pretty brutal stuff.
Brutal.
But having said, it's about a runaway slave and his attempt to escape from freedom. But here's the thing. It's going to basically play very limited in a handful of theaters for a week and then go to Apple TV. Now, here's the thing, Doug. 90% of everybody will never see this movie. That's just a fact.
Yeah, right.
Because 90% of everybody doesn't have Apple TV, and they're not going to seek it out. They're never going to see this movie. That's the reality.
Bring it on, boom. I thought he was best in movies like The Bad Boys or Enemy of the State.
Very good.
Yeah, Enemy of the State.
He had a horrible night, which is going to define his career in a lot of ways.
Too bad.
But,
but
listen,
all right,
everybody's
Chucker.
Redeemable, including Negan on The Walking Dead and myself. So Will Smith also.
Okay. Well, remember that. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.